Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The Amazing Race Specialists are back, and we are ready to talk this episode of The Amazing Race, Episode 10. Kyle, what were your thoughts on it?
Well, I thought it was another good episode, you know? We had kind of light on challenges, it felt like.
Yeah.
You know, two roadblocks and then one route info. Mm-hmm. But they were so involved that, mm-hmm. you know, it didn't feel like we were missing too much. But it did feel weird to have, like, no detour, two roadblocks. It felt fast in a way.
I thought the route info would be a bigger challenge because typically when there are two roadblocks or no detour, at least there, like the route info challenge is a detour challenge. And I feel like this route info was exactly that, a route info challenge. It didn't feel like a detour challenge. So you're right. It did feel light on challenges for sure. Mm-hmm. So we are going to Milan, Italy in this episode, and Jas and Jag leave at 11:16, Chelsea and Jack 12:02, Joseph and Adam 12:03, Izzy and Paige 12:04, and Taylor and Kyland at 12:13. So this has been the closest. I mean, yes, we don't have that many teams, but even with just a few more teams, we've had massive time gaps. This is only an hour time gap.
Yeah. And we were asking last week, how are they going to stagger the guys or the teams that came in all together? Right. It was like they were all in the mat together. And it was a minute difference between a lot of those teams.
Yeah.
So,
and then Taylor and Kyland, they must have been talking on the mat for a little bit with the other three teams, because they were still at the pit stop when Taylor and Kyland came in about 10 minutes later than Izzy and Paige did. So so they have to then go to travel agent, and they find out that there is a 9:20 a.m. flight, and everybody but Taylor and Kyland get on that flight. Taylor and Kyland are arriving at 10:05. And that was like their one fear was, okay, are we going to be alone on a flight? And here it is.
Here it is. That's brutal to be the only team that is not on a flight. Like, I don't know what that does to your mentality, your psyche going through the rest of the leg, but that obviously gets you off to a really bad start positionally and probably mentally as well. It could get to you.
I mean, Taylor even said once they landed and were in the car, she had to stop herself from tearing up a little bit because she was just frustrated in how they were put into this leg of the race.
Yeah.
And honestly, me too. I don't think that they should have been the only two teams. I think Joseph and Adam should have also been on the second flight because it just feels so unfair, because yes, they got last and they were just double U-turned in that leg of the race. And so it's just like, all right, kick, 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 like they're already down. So just to have them be the solo, I don't think it was great.
It should have been three and two.
At the same time, it's Taylor and Kylan, so I believed that they would catch up. If it was Chelsea and Jack, I'd be like, this is going to be a struggle, especially since I know that there's going to be navigation in this leg. If this was a taxi leg, then they could maybe catch up, but
a self-driving leg? Not so much.
They had to navigate themselves to the Rotonda de la Bassana. And then who wants to pin their hopes on this roadblock?
I think that you want to pin your hopes on the roadblock. I think
you want to pin your
hopes. Well, here's the thing. I am up on you 6-4. So if I do this one, then it's 7-4.
But
so I say that just to even out
7-5, because I want to do the next one.
Yeah. All right. So I can do the first one.
If you're up that much, I think we would then probably put me on this one, but I could pull an Adam and do both depending on stamina level to get it back even.
Yeah, because then we'd be 6-6, and then we're even. We can decide who does what for the final ones.
So this roadblock, I was watching, I was thinking about the podcast, and I was like, I feel like neither of us are gonna want to do this.
Yeah,
and we're just gonna go, no, you should do the roadblock. But this was really meticulous with the number of flowers, the placement of each section. They had to pin these flowers to make kind of like a dress situation. And it It just seems one of those like tedious tasks that you're in the sun and you're not counting right. There's hidden, the sunflowers are hidden. So it can be done if you just like take a second, but like Jas and Jag had 12 attempts here at this one. Or well, Jas did. Jag was just cheering him on. 12 attempts here because they kept trying to bulldoze everything. But Kyland, who was just slow and steady throughout the entire thing, I believe aced it in one attempt.
Yeah, because he was really taking his time to make sure that he didn't have to do this over and over.
Yeah, and at least they also didn't have to like fully take apart everything. It's just their counts were off, so they could just try and recount it. But they were having a lot of trouble trying to pin certain flowers on the dress, and it was coming off. And
cutting the flowers to the right length, right? Mm-hmm. Like that looked like it would be really tedious. It's not just like you have the flowers there and you could just pick them up. Like you had to be the one to cut them to the right length. Tedious one.
So we have to talk about Adam here in this roadblock. He decides to do it, but then because it's out in the sun and he's sweating, he has a sugar crash. Mm-hmm. And so they pump him full of sugar, and now he's now on a sugar high, and so he's a little like loopy and delirious instead of wanting to pass out and sleep.
Yeah.
And they moved his station into the shade so he could be like medically a bit more stable in the shade. And he was just trying to grunt through a lot of the stuff without taking time to like deal with what he had going on in his body. And Joseph was like, Adam, chill. We'll be fine. If you pass out, we definitely can't
do it.
Rest of the leg. So can you just like calm down? When Adam was like, I want to take a break, but I just have to finish this. I'm like, you're probably going to have to take a break before you like run to the car. So you take the break now and then you can run to the car.
Joseph was saying how Adam will get migraines when he starts to have a crash. And if you've ever had one, I get them often. It is like incapacitating. Like you really cannot do anything. When he was on the ground, like that's what it is. Like you have to just stop. And I don't have sugar issues, but when it comes to a migraine, you just can't do anything. And you stack up whatever else he's feeling physically on top of that. And you really start to get, he's probably getting nauseous. Mm-hmm. Moving him into the shade was like, good on you guys for doing that. Because this guy clearly is struggling and he's not going to be able to do it out in the sun.
When he was like on the floor with the doctor saying like, I just want to go to sleep. I was like, oh my gosh, don't go into the light. Like it just felt like he was like, I just want to go to sleep. And
I thought he was going to get medevaced, honestly.
Yeah, I think this has definitely been one of the closer times to that.
Yeah.
To like being it's pulled.
A scary from the situation. Right.
Yeah. Izzy and Paige didn't really have any issues. They left second in this roadblock. Jack was trying to flirt with the judge. He was like, are you the judge for this? Oh, you're so pretty. And then everybody was like, aren't you married? Like
Jack was like so high on his stuff during this challenge. Like he was like, I'm gonna get this in like one try, and then he's fail. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know about how that happened.
And then Kylan did this roadblock, and one of the reasons why I thought that you would be good at this is because you are kind of like Kylan, where you're like calm, cool, and collected, and just like I don't often see you frustrated, and I feel like I could be Taylor, where I'm like, But Kylan did this roadblock, and just to have him like, I didn't know you could write things down like that, because I wouldn't definitely wrote stuff down if I was able to. And I think that's definitely the smarter tactic. He wrote down the number of each flower that he needed.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it. Because there were, how many different types of flowers were there on this?
I don't know. It's like,
so you're trying to remember the number of however many, six or seven different flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the others like didn't know that they could write stuff down. And Kylan was like, well, no one told me I couldn't, so I'm just going to. But
yeah, right?
If it's available to you, I don't know why you wouldn't do it, right? Because mm-hmm. then you can remember how many you've done. You can cross off the list. Like, okay, I've done 11 of this kind. That wasn't right. Let's try 12. Mm-hmm. Right. So you can keep track instead of being like, did I do 12 last time or 11 last time? Right.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Smart strategy. He did this challenge completely right.
Mm-hmm. Then they have to go to their next roadblock. Chelsea and Jack get lost. They like loop around back.
Oh, you're kidding me.
They're like back to the roadblock location and they're like, what is going on? And they see that no cars are there anymore. So that means Kylan and Taylor had left already. And now that it's like they gave Kylan and Taylor the lead right there because now they're back at square one. Joseph and Adam also had to deal with navigation by themselves, which at the beginning the episode they were like, well, Jag and Jas do our navigation, so it's going to be interesting when we have to do this ourselves. And then I was like, ah, here it is, this is why that confessional was put in.
Yep, they're gonna have to do it. Yeah, Chelsea and Jack they were just atrocious at navigation. I mean, there's no other way to say it. They struggled.
They called it their Achilles heel, and
pretty much every leg they struggled. And here it was again. They went, it looked like on the episode, I was like, are they driving down the same street for 30 minutes? And then, well, what do you know? They were right back where they started. And then they stopped and it was like, oh, your thing is like an hour and 10 minutes away. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It doesn't matter for them if it was a car, on foot, like whatever. Navigation was terrible for them. And so it is Who's Got Italian Game. And I think we pull, an Adam, as long as I'm not exhausted, but it's an hour drive. So I think it would be fine.
Yeah.
do this roadblock. So then as we get toward the end of the game here, we have a lot more options.
Agreed. We have flexibility.
Mm-hmm. So you have to assemble a tower. It is like a 3D puzzle situation. And then joust four rings. Jag and Jas seem to just fly through this.
Yeah. What else is new?
I mean, right. What else is new? But they were there and gone before anybody even got there. I think Izzy just split the roadblock.
Unbelievable how far ahead they were.
Yeah, they... I just don't know what can trip them up.
I think what could have tripped them up has already happened to them, right? Like it's already happened. Like Tucker and Eric were, you know, in the lead, right? They kept beating them leg after leg. They got set back with the taxi way back ago where they couldn't get a taxi to stop for them. They've been U-turned. So I think that everything that could have slowed them down has already happened to them and they've gotten through it. So I don't know what it could be at this point.
And I don't even know what type of challenge could set them back, because we had the detail oriented challenge. This one, we've had like physical challenges. We've had dexterity. We've had every challenge known to man, I think, thrown at them, and they've survived it all and not really struggled.
They haven't. I've never seen a challenge where Jag has like said, I can't do this. And his season of Big Brother is like often criticized for having like inequitable competitions or a lot of competitions that were the same. And perhaps be that as it may, he's just good at everything. I don't think it matters. Like he
needle in a haystack because they skipped that. Like, maybe that's their Achilles heel.
Totally random. And they skipped it. So I don't know. They're going to be good. You know, you're going to have to put your locations in order. Mm-hmm. I don't see any reason why they would be bad at that. So, yeah.
They're going to be so tough to beat here for sure.
Absolutely.
Then we have Paige doing this roadblock. And Paige really excelled in it. Missed mm-hmm. one time or two times for the joust and then was done. But Joseph and Adam had just gotten to the clue box. So they're a little right. bit tighter in time with the rest of the pack. Adam does this roadblock once again, and he didn't have any issues, it seemed, except for, oh, this ladder's a bit high.
That was fun. I was surprised that he did this one again. I don't yeah. know what their breakdown is in terms of who's done however many roadblocks, but mm-hmm. You know, even if it is like Adam had been like two behind, I still feel like Joseph, I'm not going to say should have done this one, because obviously Adam could do it. I was surprised
yeah.
that they didn't. And Adam, you know, he's persevering, right? Like he yeah. is, he wants not redemption letting this slow for the down.
First one. And I was like, what redemption do you need? Like, you need it. Like, you didn't quit. You didn't take the penalty. You didn't do it. You
yeah.
accomplished the task.
Yeah. With time to spare, you're ahead mm-hmm. of two other teams. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, and he didn't struggle with this one nearly as much mm-hmm. as the last one. So yeah, that hour long drive probably really, really helped.
Yeah. And like you said, I don't know their breakdown. But even if this puts him ahead, it means Joseph can take some more roadblocks when it comes to like the pointy end of the stick here and
right.
And he can just maybe whip through things because he doesn't have to worry about his sugar levels.
Yeah, that could be good when it's like crunch time mm-hmm. and you don't have as much time to spare to have Adam regain himself and get back up.
Right. Yeah,
this will be good for them.
Taylor then arrives next, mm-hmm. even after leaving the other roadblock last. And she apparently hates 3D puzzles and can't do them. And I'm like, you won Big Brother, how? All of Big Brother's puzzles are 3D puzzles.
Yeah, a lot of puzzles.
But she was, we saw why she didn't do the first roadblock here, because she was getting so frustrated at these puzzle pieces not working, because you had to like interlock the tower sides and put it down into the base as well, so it was a little bit tricky to try and like maneuver how to exactly
yeah which
puzzle together.
Jag did that the right way, where it's like definitely put the sides together first
and then
slot it into the bottom, because if you're trying to do both of those things at once, it's like actually impossible, right, to yeah. try it, you know, so you can't
swing anything.
That's really the only way to do it. Yeah.
And then Chelsea comes in partway through Taylor constructing the tower. And Taylor had a confessional of being like, oh, I've never gotten to compete against Chelsea. This is so fun. It's like the battle of the winners and things like that.
Yeah.
And I almost thought Chelsea could pull ahead here because she is great at challenges. And Taylor was saying she hates these puzzles, so I almost thought Chelsea could maybe whip through some of the things faster than
it's because Chelsea is better at challenges than Taylor is overall. Mm-hmm. At least was on Big Brother, and this is the
jousting veto.
Oh yeah,
because I know Matt had I think his name was won that competition. But they did have a jousting veto in her season.
That's right. I forgot about that. Michael.
Michael.
Right.
Michael.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, Michael. Oh, gosh. Where was he on this season? Talk about a comp beast. Yeah, that's right. The jousting veto. I don't know if she competed in that one or not. But, yeah, if she did, then she had practice with this.
I was like, oh, Taylor jousted on her season. Yeah. I don't know if she's in that veto, but it was there.
That's funny.
Yeah. So Taylor eventually accomplishes it faster than Chelsea, but they have to piece together a self-supporting bridge is their next task. And so Jag and Jas are doing it. They construct it a little bit like wonky, and then it have it collapse a little bit. It's a Da Vinci designed bridge where you, like Paige was saying, you have to construct it from one side and go over because it interlocks so much. And will just crumble if you pop one piece out that at any point. So the fact that she watched a tutorial on these bridges, I thought was like, when would you need this? But thank God you did. Like,
I guess now.
Wild. And everyone was trying to put it together wrong, essentially. Starting at the middle, Kylan and Taylor did both ends and the middle, and then wanted to put them together. Joseph and Adam started from the middle and worked out. So it was a lot of like, nobody fully knew how to construct it, but they were like, it's still standing.
Yeah, as long as you could just get it to stand for a few seconds, then like you would get it, hopefully.
It was so funny when Joseph was like, yeah, I built Adam into the bridge and he's the troll under the bridge. And Adam was like, yeah, I had to just be in the bridge now because he built it around me.
That was so funny. I love their dynamic between those two.
They're so good. And I didn't watch Taylor's season fully, so I don't remember a lot of Joseph at all. But he has provided just so much levity to this season too, even with like them having to manage Adam's diabetes throughout the episodes. They still bring this like brotherly like woo.
Yeah, they bring the charm, they bring the emotion, like they're just, you know, all the time they're feeling something. And Joseph, he's been the surprise of the season for me in terms of who I've liked, because like I liked him on his season, but with all due respect, he was like a little boring. He wasn't on the show that much. So I didn't know what to expect from him. I didn't expect this larger than life sort of personality that he's brought, but he's been my favorite part of the season personally.
And like, you don't necessarily have to hide anything like you do in Big Brother. You can just be yourself on The Amazing Race. So that
you're with your friends now. You know what I mean? Big Brother, they were all strangers, and now they all pretty much know each other,
right? Or exes, you know.
Indeed.
So Jag and Jas, first place yet again for number five. They have upped the ante in the amount of money, and it's $7,500 each for this leg. It's not 25. It's not 5,000.
It's not five. It's not Expedia Key Cash.
$75,000. Whoa. $7,500.
I want to know what Jag's career winnings are going to be from reality TV at this point. Because if they do win this season, and we'll call it $500,000, right, for splitting. I mean, he's going to be
after Obama gets.
That's right. I mean, he's going to be up at like 1.3 million or something, right? Something like that's around there.
Izzy and Paige come in second. I am so happy Izzy and Paige are up here at the top of the pack going into this next leg, because that means hopefully that if there's another flight thing, that they'll get in the first one.
Right. I doubt that we would see that again. I could be wrong, but I think at this point,
more trains now? Are they going back to the trains?
Oh, I hope we get more trains. Yes.
Overnight trains.
More trains.
Okay, that was... I do have a question now. They said this was all in Europe. I don't know if this is confirmed or anything like that, but typically the last leg is in America.
Yeah.
Are we going to America for the last leg? Does it just mean European adventure for the normal race? And then the last leg is in America? Because the last leg is in Europe. That would be crazy.
Last leg is in New York City.
Hey!
It says it right. It says it here on the wiki.
All right, perfect.
Ooh, going to the Empire State Building and Yankee Stadium.
Oh, that's not fun. Too far away. They're going to take the Metro North to Peekskill? Let's go.
Yeah.
And so Joseph and Adam are in third, Kylan and Taylor in fourth, and that leaves Jack and Chelsea in fifth. And unfortunately eliminated from this leg of the race. And like they said in the episode, it's not the challenges that do them in. It's the navigation.
It's the navigation. They just put themselves so far behind that they cannot make it up with the challenges, even though they are strong. You know, if you put yourself behind or you just fall back behind enough, you can't make it up. But I was impressed that they made it to top five, honestly. Like this is farther than I thought they would make it. I thought that they were going home for sure last week.
Yeah.
So I think that they outdid expectations. Maybe not for them, but
and the watching fact it. That they weren't the ones that got hit with the non-elimination leg either. Like they didn't need to get saved. Joseph and Adam got saved by the non-elimination leg.
Right.
So
and no penalty really, you know.
So Jack and Chelsea, it's been real. Chelsea eliminated from reality TV now.
She's the first winner, right? Eliminated from the season.
Yeah.
All the winners were in the top five. So hey, proven why they're
winners. Yeah. Alrighty, everyone. Well, this is it for this episode of The Amazing Race. We'll be coming back at you next Thursday, and then John and I will be live in just a few minutes. So stay tuned, stick around for John and I, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.